Son, never stop learning.
You'll shape Door 2 into a sensual modern R&B or trap song. Two words. That is all it takes. Not a verse, not a bridge, not a full chorus with a key change and a gospel run. Two words. And when they land right, they collapse the entire emotional world of a song down to a single point. That is the number this track is built on. Two. And the fact that those two words are in Romanian, a language most of your listeners may not speak fluently, is not a weakness. It is, actually, the whole strategy. Door 2 translates, roughly, as only you. But translation is the wrong frame here. Think of it less as a phrase to decode, and more as a sound that carries weight before the meaning even registers. Melody is often the most memorable component of a song. Researchers in songwriting have noted this directly. So the question isn't what the words mean. The question is what they feel like when they repeat. Devotion, fixation. The difference between those two readings is where the song lives. Rhythm and blues developed from African-American musical traditions, jazz rhythms, tonal inflections, syncopation, flatted blues chords. That lineage matters because it tells you what the genre was built to carry. Emotionally direct vocal delivery, rooted in blues and gospel. That directness is exactly what Door 2 needs. Not ornamentation, not distance, closeness. The kind of vocal intimacy that makes a listener feel like the song was written specifically for them. Now, the trap influence. People sometimes assume trap means loud. It does not. Think of trap production as a, what's the word, a controlled absence. Halftime emphasis slows the perceived pulse without slowing the tempo. Sparse percussion creates room for the vocal to breathe. Sub-bass movement sits below the melody like a current, felt more than heard. Syncopated entrances let the voice arrive slightly off the grid, which reads as confidence, as ease. That ease is sensual, and sensual, in this context, means restrained. The complete Romanian lyrics map cleanly onto five sections: verse, pre-chorus, chorus, bridge, and outro. The verses carry the complication, desire that isn't simple, vulnerability that isn't comfortable. The pre-chorus tightens the tension, then the chorus opens. And here is the key idea. The chorus should feel like relief and inevitability at the same time, not a release of pressure, a narrowing. When Door 2 returns, the world gets smaller, one person, closer. For example, think of how a close microphone delivery changes a performance. At distance, a voice projects. Up close, it confides. The sounds in Door 2 respond beautifully to close mic technique. Controlled breath becomes part of the rhythm. A slight inhale before the refrain signals arrival without announcing it. Melodic slides, small pitch movements between syllables, shape Door 2 without altering a single word. The meaning stays intact. The emotion deepens. Here is the concession. A louder, more ornamented performance signals effort. An effort, in a love song, can read as desperation. I will grant you that ad-libs and runs demonstrate technical skill. That part is true. But a restrained performance, fewer runs, more silence, one well-placed breath, sounds more certain. Certainty is more sensual than effort. Once more, slowly. Certainty is more sensual than effort. The listener leans in. That lean is the whole point. Three moments in the arrangement should use silence, breath, or instrumental subtraction. One, the beat before a chorus. Strip the percussion. Let the vocal carry alone for one bar. Second, the transition into the bridge. Pull the sub-bass. The absence is louder than any fill. Third, the final return of the refrain. Bray, this is where the song either lands or doesn't. If the production is still full at that moment, the listener has nowhere to go. Subtract. Let Door 2 arrive into space. A consistent harmonic rhythm at the start of a phrase, followed by increased harmonic activity toward a cadence, creates forward motion. That is a documented principle of melody construction. For this track, it means the verses can sit on slower chord changes, one chord per two bars maybe, while the pre-chorus accelerates. The chorus then resolves. The harmonic rhythm is, it's not decoration, it is the engine that pulls the listener toward Door 2. One rule, non-negotiable. The Romanian lyrics stay complete, no paraphrase, no invented lines to fill a gap. Metaphorical meaning arises from the interaction of words and their surrounding context. Change the context, and you change the meaning, even if the words look the same. This project is an original, user-directed song. It should be identified clearly as such. Unrelated works must not be treated as sources or references for this track. So here is where it lands, Bray. The key idea is this. Door 2 works because repetition, restraint, and space all point in the same direction. The repeated phrase is the symbol. The close mic delivery is the intimacy. The trap production is the gravity. Show me a version of this song where the chorus is loud, busy, and ornamented, and I will show you a song that lost its center. But give me two words, a halftime pulse, a breath before the refrain, and a vocal that sounds like it means it? That is the song. Now, the verse is where the complication lives. Not the resolution, the complication. Think of the verse as a room with the lights low. The listener is close. The vocal sits back in the mix, just slightly, so it feels like a confession rather than a performance. Breath can shape a phrase. A small inhale before a line signals arrival. A held note that doesn't fully resolve signals want. That is the mechanism. Desire that isn't finished. The verse doesn't answer, it accumulates. The pre-chorus tightens everything. Harmonic rhythm accelerates. Chord changes come faster. The pulse feels urgent. Think of it like a corridor narrowing. The walls aren't closing in violently. They're just getting closer, quietly. Syncopated vocal entrances arrive slightly ahead of the beat. That early arrival reads as anticipation. The listener feels it before they name it. And then, the chorus. The chorus should feel like relief and inevitability at the same time. Not a release, a narrowing. For example, think of a lens focusing light. The beam doesn't explode outward. It contracts to a single point. That point is door 2. Melody is among the most memorable components of a song. Researchers in songwriting have documented this directly. So the melodic shape on those two words must be clear, repeatable, and emotionally unambiguous. As the refrain returns, the world gets smaller. One person, closer. The bridge is where most productions make their biggest mistake. They add more layers, more energy, more ornamentation. But the key idea here is the opposite. Pull the sub-bass. Strip the percussion back to almost nothing. Let the vocal carry alone. Bray, this is where the song either lands or it doesn't. A full production at the bridge gives the listener nowhere to go. Subtraction creates space. And space, in a love song, is not emptiness. It is gravity. I will grant you this. A vocal run demonstrates skill. That part is true. It is also the strongest argument for ornamentation you have. It still doesn't survive the emotional logic of this track. A run signals effort. Effort, in a song about singular devotion, reads as uncertainty. Once more, slowly. Certainty is more sensual than effort. The listener leans in toward restraint. They pull back from performance. That lean, that's the whole point. One rule, non-negotiable. The Romanian lyrics stay complete. No paraphrase. No invented lines. Metaphorical meaning arises from the interaction of words and their surrounding context. Change the context, and you change the meaning, even when the words look identical. This project is an original, user-directed song. It must be identified clearly as such. Other Romanian language works share the title, Door 2. They are unrelated, and must not be treated as references for this track. The lyrics are the source. Full stop. So here is where it all lands, Bray. The performance map is this. Verses confide, pre-choruses tighten, choruses narrow, the bridge subtracts, and the outro lets two words carry everything. Hip-hop and R&B both grew from African-American traditions of emotionally direct expression, spoken word poetry, blues, gospel. That lineage is the reason restraint works. That lineage emphasizes emotionally direct expression, not sheer volume. It was about truth. The takeaway is simple. Repetition, restraint, and space all point in the same direction. Give me a halftime pulse, a breath before the refrain, and a vocal that sounds like it means it. Show me a version where the chorus is loud and busy, and I will show you a song that lost its center. But two words, delivered with certainty, into silence? That is the song. The outro is the quietest place in the song. Not empty, quiet. Think of it like a room after everyone has left except one person. The vocal drops to almost nothing. The sub-bass holds a single note, percussion can be reduced, maybe to just a hi-hat, and then door two, again and again, each repetition smaller, closer, more certain. That is not fading out, that is focusing in. The world of the song contracts to a single point, and that point has a name. Now the key idea, and I want to be honest about this, is that restraint only works if the vocal performance earns it. If the singer sounds uncertain, the breath control slips, or the diction blurs, restraint can read as weakness rather than confidence. That is the specific evidence that would move me. A performance that sounds unsure, but a vocal that is controlled, close-mic'd, and certain? Restraint becomes the most powerful thing in the room. So here is the map. One final time. Verses confide. Pre-choruses tighten. Choruses narrow. The bridge subtracts. The outro focuses. R&B grew partly from blues and gospel influences, making emotionally direct delivery central to the style. It was the whole point. Hip-hop added syncopation, spoken word precision, and the kind of rhythmic restraint that makes a pause feel loaded. Door 2 sits at that intersection. Romanian words, modern trap production, a melody that is, among the most memorable components of a song, clear and repeatable. The takeaway, Bray, is this. Repetition, restraint, and space all point in the same direction. Once more, slowly. Repetition, restraint, and space all point in the same direction. Give the chorus room. Let the vocal mean it. Preserve the lyrics in full and in sequence. Two words, halftime pulse, a breath before the refrain. That is the song.